Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, trying to sort out all the beef breeds in just a moment. Coming up Friday, May 6th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m., 34,700 head will be offered, including 4,350 yearling steers, 7,850 yearling heifers, 9,950 weaned calves, and 8,750 calves on cows. If you'd like details about any of these cattle, go to our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117.
It's the Griswold Cattle Company Commercial Female Sale, Friday, May 6th at the Perkins Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linscov Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website, www.griswoldcattle.com.
Beef cattle specialist Dr. Joe Pascal, one of the speakers at this year's School for Successful Ranching for the TSCRA, we had the opportunity to talk with him about one of the things he was sharing with ranchers about how you find that right beef breed or mix of beef breeds for your operation.
You know, a breed's anything you want to call it. Whatever you say is a breed is a breed, but here in the United States, we have about 76 or so registered purebreds. We have even a larger number of crosses that are being utilized out there. And in order to try to determine, I want to market my animal, how do I get my best dollar for what it is that I'm producing, what we tried to do is try to group those breeds into five or six different breed groups based on their production, and then sort of where their level of performance is today. For example, in mature size, maybe in hot climate adaptability or marbling, so that you can say, okay, if I want a high marbling breed, I need to pick out of this group. If I want a breed that's adapted to very hot temperatures, then I need to pick out of this breed group. Or maybe I need both because I'm going to produce high marbling cattle in hot climates. So maybe I need to pick one breed out of each and cross them.
And Dr. Pascal says you can straight breed or you can be more aggressive in going after hybrid vigor.
A straight breeding program like you have with registered cattle, but that you don't register, works very well. It's very simple, produces its own replacements, and those kinds of things. Those have worked for years and years and years. But in terms of a crossbreeding program, we're trying to get folks to think about a planned crossbreeding program where they have specific objectives in mind because they can be very costly. It's not just about hybrid vigor. It's about the breeds of cattle that go into the cross that's going to make profitability a real thing.
It's hard to say that we need every single beef cattle breed that's out there these days. However, Dr. Pascal believes that there's so many different environmental challenges that cattle producers face all across the country that you're going to need different genetics to match up with those various environments. At the same time, Dr. Pascal acknowledges that pork and poultry, the competing meats, have narrowed their genetic base that they're effectively using to produce most of the pork and poultry that consumers end up seeing on the grocery store shelf.
Pork and poultry, they've embraced crossbreeding, and they've actually embraced sort of the thing that we've talked about in blending particular breeds for their traits. I don't think the cattle industry is ever going to get to where the pork and the pig industry is, or at least I'm not going to see it, because I think we have so many different people that have pride of ownership of their particular type or breed of cattle. And as long as those cattle fit production markets and they're not taking the bottom end of the market every time they take them to the sale, they're going to continue to raise those cattle as long as they're profitable and productive for them under their conditions.
Dr. Joe Pascal, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
At your beef buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.